disjector in the boardroom.
Susie and a thin man found me in the park. I was walking slowly round the pond and making the bones in my nose tickle by hooting. Susie said my mother had tipped her off after hearing my voice while throwing stones at the ducks. I had been there a day and a half. "It's because of my job," I explained. Susie looked doubtful. "Batch testing new age CDs." "But Hal said he didn't hire you in the end," she said. "That would explain why he hasn't paid me." The thin man with Susie coughed up a small laugh and spat it onto the ground. "You'd better come to dinner on Saturday," she said. "Clive will be there too." She squeezed the man's arm. "Clive is the suicide journalist." He was ghostly pale with black hair and a sad wit in his eyes. I'd say he looked like John Cusack if I could remember who the hell John Cusack was. As he gazed moodily at the pond, Susie explained that Clive had announced in his weekly column that he had 6 months to live. On April the 15th, he would be committing suicide, and until then, he would write about how it felt to be staring death in the face. Clive took out a notebook and mumbled something about the blackness of a moorhen. "Do you know what month it is now?" she asked. "I thought it might be Martober." Susie dabbed a damp eye and said that the suicide column was the saddest, funniest, most tragic and uplifting thing she'd ever read. "He has just 12 weeks to go." I looked across the pond and started honking again. Susie turned to collect Clive, who was puffing on 3 cigarettes and smirking at his notes. "Eight or late with a good excuse," she crooned, and popped a sweet in my mouth. I arrived well after dark. A smart woman opened the door. "I couldn't afford a bottle of wine," I said, "so I've drawn a picture of one on some cardboard." I'd prepared for the party by eating half a jar of instant coffee I'd found in the bins at Sainsbury's. She took my cardboard and said, "That's brilliant. Could I use you in a program?" When I asked her what sort of program, she said, "I could make a whole series about the things people bring to parties." "What do you do?" I said, thinking of the window at Dixon's. "My name's Hosanna Bell. I work in the warm arts." We stepped past Susie's yachting gear and into the dining room. 7 people sat noisily round a large bowl of oysters, but Susie wasn't a single one of them. I thought I was at the wrong party until they explained that the whole point was to be late, but with a good excuse. "Why are you late?" they asked. I said I'd had no money for a bottle of wine, and the homeless bloke at the tube station, who usually subs me a couple of quid because he says I look worse off than his dog, was being mugged when I asked him this time and hadn't given me a penny. And then I'd got lost because I'd forgotten whether Susie's house was directly opposite some trees or directly opposite no trees at all. Several conversations had started by the time I got to that bit. Susie arrived with great squeals and kisses. She revealed that she had spent the last 3 hours in bestial congress with a junior cabinet minister. Gobs hung open because everyone had thought he was gay, and several of them also knew that he was her half-brother. She wore a grin as big as a harbour. "Do you think Clive is still coming?" said a sincere man in glasses, and the talk turned at once to his column. Hosanna Bell said she had seen more truth in Clive's writing than the entire works of any writer she could think of. A woman called Emma agreed. "I'm still reeling. I don't know whether to weep, laugh, throw up or hug everybody." "That's just your protein rush," observed a man called Paddy, pointing to the 17 shells on her plate. Emma touched his leg. Paddy was Clive's editor and was busy milking the table by mildly deprecating the praise for Clive's column so that people doubled it in protest. He was just declaring that the columns would have to be polished up.
General Boss, General Boss, General Boss, General Boss, General Boss, jag vill lida order, jag vill lida order, jag vill, jag vill, jag vill, jag vill, jag vill, jag vill lida order, lida, lida, lida order, 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 order. Jag vill lida order, jag vill lida order, order vill jag lida, lida vill jag order, 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 order.
exhaust, 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 exhaust.
a strike now. This is an honest appeal to everyone in this room and everyone in our community. Now, over the last 9 months, the support we've had has been incredible. We've had a lot of money come, we've had a lot of food come, and we've had a lot of clothes come. But in this point in time, we need physical support on these picket lines. Now I'm appealing to everybody in this room, after this holiday's over, get out and join us on these picket lines. Now a few experiences I've had in myself throughout the strike. I was stopped on the Dartford Tunnel when we were going to Yorkshire. The coppers turned us round. They told us we couldn't go up into Yorkshire to join the Yorkshire Miners. They thought we were going to Nottingham. So they stopped us going out the county picketing. I've been arrested twice. And now the bail conditions are that I can't go out of Kent to go picketing. There's a conspiracy by the police and the magistrate to stop us from winning this strike. While I'm talking about the police, I'd just like to say this. The blacks in this country have been treated like shit and nobody's helped them. The Irish in this country have been treated like shit and nobody's helped them. Them Greenham Common women for the last 3 years have been dragged all over this country and nobody's really helped them. Now they've come for the miners. Now they've come from the NUM. Now they've come from the trade union movement. You've got to get off your arse to help us. Now, through this strike there's been a lot of poetry. This is my one and only poem. Justice for the miners. Down with the police state. Victory to the miners. Victory to all working people in struggle throughout the world. Now tonight it gives me great pleasure to introduce...